Okay. So where is the chat? Okay. So this is the same place where all of our meetings are scheduled off of. And from there you can find links to everything. So they discussed what would be demoed. So plug and play is demoed by Ericsson Nokia CommScope and bulk PM demoed by Ericsson Nokia CommScope and NEC. They're demoing basic configuration and basic fault. So Shankar said that I think they're withdrawing from demoing something in in this release. So actually, I believe that actually nothing is going to be demoed in this plugfest, and there would be a there would be a working group for demo. So originally, in the last meeting that we had in late October, we had given 20 minutes to if it's on PCI. So and we decided to remove basic fault, basic config. So now we've changed over and said we're doing basic fault and basic config, and giving them 20 minutes to do their piece of the demo. So last time we had talked about how to split up between multiple companies, how to discuss who would be talking and for how long, and how long each vendor would be talking about. So you can take a look at that. So we refined some of that at this call. Tracy also mentioned that in Middletown, New Jersey, after the main meeting, there would be this sort of question and answer panel session. And she said a little bit more that basically there would be a moderator, and apparently the previous one's moderator was Lyndon Ong, who was a really good moderator. So she's going to try to ask if she can find him again, if he can host again. So there would be a few questions that, you know, 3 to 4 questions for the vendors, 3 or 4 questions for the operators to answer. So she told us a little bit more about that. There's also a newer version of the slides that I uploaded to this wiki page. And then I just showed you at the beginning of the meeting, but some of you weren't on the call yet, the newest plug and play slides, which I probably still have up. So again, you can use these as templates, and this is what I'll be presenting. And if you're presenting, you know, you might want to use those for a guide. Okay, we talked about the TSC stuff. So Joanne and I and others are working on the project proposal, which is a long process, you only have to do it once, but of course it takes a lot of time to do it once right. So we were gonna meet today to discuss this some more. We're meeting on Friday to discuss this, and we've made a lot of progress on this project proposal component page. So Joanne, you weren't there last Friday, but we worked a lot on the operational description, basic concepts, setting up and schema and receiving and writing and publishing and synchronizing. So we had a lot of discussion about this section of the operational description, which will continue on Friday as well.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we talked a little bit about network slicing. I think we mentioned that there was a presentation given to merge the two proposals, and that's been really good. And it was presented at the TSC and the architecture subcommittee as well. Malint Jalati had some point, but he hasn't been on again since, I don't think. Yeah. So I don't know, Borislav, if you have any other new comments for this. Okay. Let's see. So I talked to Marge on the harmonization use case. The one thing that was missing, that had been missing, which she said she would put in. I think she was. So I said we need, you know, every use case needs the integration stuff. So I think she put that stuff in now. Yeah. So she put in just some basic simple test case stuff, which we needed for M1, but now we have bigger issues for M1 now. And Dong Ho had, I think, is going to be creating a integration and test page.
Yeah, it's created. So if you go back to the project page, and then if you can go to the sub page.
The which page?
In the left pane, maybe.
Okay, in the left panel, okay. Here?
Yeah, and we created, Sandeep created some sub page under the project page, the test plans for the A1 adapter.
Okay, good, okay.
Dong Hong, I think Ben, it will be good if I put the A1 thing into the 5G runtime configure DB to make more sense if we could squeeze it in.
Or we can just link both of these. If they're both relevant to these two use cases, both the use cases can link to this one page. This is the integration page. So I think, that's a good idea. We can link off this page as well.
Just put it, because Dong Hong asked for what we can use the,
So can I just ask, what is the connection between A1 and the runtime database?
No, the A1 database in here, they basically try to put a policy information to runtime configure DB. They put the policy information in there.
Just to store the policy if you want, less like we store configuration information, all the policies that we have pushed to the RIC would also be stored in runtime DB.
That's all they need to. They are the structure A1 to interface the RIC. They are the architecture, they are already in place, just at storage.
So the A1 is the interface to the RIC, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And okay.
So you can put in the data project in the
runtime
configure.
I don't know that we have an integration piece yet. Oh.
So that like when applying in like sometimes do you say this the runtime they have O1 interface, A1 interface. Then you can that's easy. I will kinda help you to add in some sentence in there.
Oh boy, what did I do? Okay. Okay, here we go. All right. So actually I didn't realize we didn't have anything there yet. Let me okay, oops, what's going on here? Enough.
And the A1 interface, right? The development work is Sandeep already will commit to do the Frankfurt release. So we wouldn't worry about that. We just put into the database. That's all we need to do.
Right. Okay. Whoops. What the heck is, where's the page here? Is it here? Okay. All right. Let's see. So, integration test cases. Test plans for A1. Okay. Link off of here.
Uh, Ben, maybe yeah. the integration lead would be actually Sandeep. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually, Sandeep created that page. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we can put Sandeep and Dang Hong. You both would be great. What do you think?
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. Yep, sure.
Put Dang Hong in there too. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Update. Okay, and then I think probably also for the what's going on here? It's really slow. Trying to load up here. Okay, here we go. Oh, that's why it was so slow. That's not the right page. Okay, it's the right page. Okay, PNF. Oh, yeah. No, the 5G. And the bloody standards page, which I thought I had up, but maybe not. Oh geez, what's going on here? Okay, and just want to add some wording like here. So will there also be O1 cases as well?
Actually, I emailed Marge about the O1 test cases, but waiting for these plans.
Oh, okay, right.
So this way, the ONAP, ORAN harmonization, O1 interface, A1 interface, we can combine together in our testing in this long-time configure DB in Frankfurt. So it will be good for them, for us too. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they could have made a separate page. I mean, I guess they could have combined the O1 A1 together, I suppose, but they didn't do that.
The reason is that there are two different people doing the testing.
Okay, yeah, right. So yeah, that's
Sandeep
yeah.
is doing some, and I think Damien might be doing some.
I see. Okay. Okay. Let me see. Do I need to save any pages here? Let's see if I have any pages open. Okay. All right. Okay. Save this page open. Let's see. So I have also, Vimal, I contacted Kenny Paul, and I'm not sure he's the right person to contact, but I contacted him about the wrong time, you know, and we now have just accepted the 5G time shift, and we just played along. But I'm trying to move the use case realization back to its normal 10 a.m. Slot. I'm trying to figure out how to do that, and I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, I
how that's done.
5G call and were never successful.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So right now and Zhu said that there were 5 people on at the other time. And I personally mail out people too as well. So maybe, I don't know who was on at the other time, but hopefully they'll know that it's on the other time now. Okay. Let's see. Did anybody have any news on any of the other use cases, both PM or PM Dictionary? Anybody wants to make or talk or present on any of these things? Plug and play, PM boarding, NetConf, software upgrade. And maybe we can, it might be useful to have a discussion on service modeling at some point, because probably everybody has an interest working on 5G, on some interest on the what 5G DU and its model will look like and stuff. But we spent a lot of time trying to get to M1 today, so I think that was worthwhile to do. Okay. Anybody have anything else they want to talk about, or any points they want to raise or discuss? Okay, if not, I'll upload the recording here, and you'll see the. I've already linked the page off the 5G page that is in the chat. So, off the 5G use cases, this meeting, you can find the notes and discussion and stuff for this meeting here. Okay.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yep. Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.